You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his latest trip to the Torres Strait has been a great success. He spent the past 2 days discussing his government's plans for a referendum on constitutional recognition.
There was unanimous support for the voice to Parliament from the Torres Strait Regional Authority, from the three councils in the Torres Strait and the Northern Peninsula who we met with. This morning we had a women's forum and it was very positive, the response there to the voice.
Mr Albanese had been to the Torres Strait Islands 3 times before becoming Prime Minister and was part of parliamentary inquiries on Torres Strait governance. On this trip, the issues included potential models of consultation for the voice and the impacts of climate change on the region. The Prime Minister was keen to emphasise that the government means what it says about listening to locals.
For 121 years, a lot of decisions have been made in Canberra. And we know that what works best when you're talking about any group of people is that good manners, but also good practice, is when you consult people and engage with people and give people that sense of ownership over a direction in their lives. And that's what I'm absolutely committed to doing.
But among the locals, the sentiment is more guarded. Melora Noah is a senior Meriam woman from Mare Island, the birthplace of Eddie Mabo. She says the government needs to start by understanding first exactly where they are, and that the Prime Minister actually failed to come to any of the islands that identify as Torres Strait peoples on this visit.
Sometimes when politicians come up, they come to Thursday Island and they think they're in the Torres Strait, but no. The motherland of the Torres Strait is out here.
She says that while the statement from the heart is a good idea and is a long overdue advance, it does not represent the Torres Strait.
There are two distinct races of people, the Aboriginal people and the Torres Strait Islanders. That statement from the heart, Uluru, is from the Aboriginal people, from their heart. It's their homeland that statement was made. Now, our Prime Minister really need to come to the motherland of the Torres Strait Islanders and do our statement.
Anthony Albanese has been talking about giving Torres Strait Islanders a sense of ownership in the voice process. But Melora says governments have consistently let down residents in the past and they want a treaty and the potential to be a sovereign nation with control over their land and waters.
That ideal thing would be that Queensland government redefine our electoral boundary, let us have our own Torres Strait member for parliament in Queensland and in Australia, or we go like Caucus Killing, Norfolk Island, be a territory but still part of Australia.
Melora says Mare Island is open to following the Solomon Islands and seeking Chinese investment if Australia won't support them to have an economic future.
We look across at what our Melanesian brothers are doing and sisters, and we're thinking maybe that's an option for us.
Just how far Torres Strait communities have gone in exploring Chinese investment and what they want to build remains unclear. But this is not just a question of national security. It's also about the future of the Voice to Parliament process, which needs clear national backing to succeed. Anthony Albanese has told NITV he is confident of getting that support.
I'm very keen to get the major political parties all on the same page on this. I don't expect it to be unanimous. It was never going to be. Constitutional change is hard in this country. If it was easy, someone else would have done it. But I'm offering leadership on this issue. But I also want to bring Australians together with us on this journey, which is what the Uluru statement was all about, a better future.
Deborah Grawke, SBS News.